Welcome to this deep dive brought to you by Supply Chain Informs. Today we're zeroing in on something really reshaping things.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence in supply chain management. Our source today is a great piece from the Supply Chain Informs platform itself.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because AI is really hitting a core challenge, something businesses have wrestled with forever, basically. That's the inherent unpredictability. What customers will want, what resources will actually be available.
Right, we've all seen it. Empty shelves 1 minute, or warehouses full of stuff nobody wants the next.
Exactly. Stockouts are just mountains of excess inventory.
And the article really brings this home, using the COVID-19 pandemic as, well, a pretty stark example. Yeah. That whole period just showed how incredibly fast things can change, didn't it?
It really did. Massive disruptions. Those stockouts you mentioned were everywhere. Or, the opposite problem, suddenly having way too much of things people didn't need anymore.
So it makes you wonder, how can businesses actually cope with that kind of volatility? How do you build resilience?
Well, that's exactly where AI starts to offer something new, a different approach. So our mission today really is to dig into the specific ways AI is providing that real-time insight, the kind traditional methods often miss.
Okay, so we're talking better efficiency, smarter inventory management.
Precisely. A pretty significant leap, potentially.
All right, let's get into the specifics then. Where better to start than healthcare? The stakes there are obviously incredibly high. The article talks about AI optimizing how medications and vital supplies are managed.
Yes, and it's quite insightful how it works. AI uses machine learning, looking at huge data sets, things like patient admission patterns, seasonal illnesses, even local events that might spike healthcare needs.
Ah, okay. So it's connecting dots that maybe a human planner wouldn't easily see.
Exactly. And that allows for much, much more accurate demand forecasting compared to, the older statistical models. We're not just talking small improvements either. It often means a big reduction in waste expired meds, for instance, and just more reliable access to critical stuff.
Yeah, that's huge. And it directly impacts patient care, like the article says. Makes sense. If logistics are smoother, doctors and nurses can actually focus on patients, not chasing down supplies.
Mm-hmm. Takes that burden off them.
Okay, switching gears a bit. Let's talk about cargo theft.
Mm-hmm.
A totally different problem, but also costly, right?
Oh, massively costly. Billions in losses every year, unfortunately. And the article explores how AI is being used strategically here, too.
How does that work? Yeah. How can AI predict theft?
It's about pattern recognition again. Analyzing tons of data, past theft locations and times, risk factors for certain routes, even economic indicators that might correlate with theft rates.
So it's building a risk profile for shipments.
Essentially, yes. Identifying when and where things are most vulnerable. And this isn't just about reacting after a theft. It's proactive,
yeah.
Meaning you can plan safer routes from the get-go, allocate security resources more effectively, maybe avoid certain areas at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, AI can monitor in real time. Detect weird things like a truck stopping unexpectedly or unauthorized door openings and send alerts immediately.
So better security and faster response if something does happen.
Exactly. Enhanced security, quicker recovery.
Interesting. Now, another area the article touches on, which is fundamental to the whole system, is truck driver recruitment. Always a challenge. Finding and keeping good drivers.
A persistent challenge, definitely. And AI's role here is, well, it's about analyzing performance and retention data, looking at the history, what characteristics, what patterns tend to correlate with drivers who perform well, and crucially, stay with the company long term.
Ah, so it helps filter candidates, speed up finding the ones who are likely to be a good, stable fit.
Right. It streamlines identifying those high potential hires.
Which ultimately leads to a more reliable transport network overall. Make sense? You need dependable drivers for the whole chain to work smoothly.
Absolutely essential.
Okay, let's pivot back to inventory. Managing stock levels seems like such a core supply chain function. The article says AI helps move away from stockouts using smarter management.
Yes, and it's more than just looking at past sales. That's kind of the old way. AI digs deeper. It analyzes historical data, sure, but combines it with current market trends, external factors using predictive analytics.
To forecast future demand more accurately.
Much more accurately. So companies can be more proactive, maintain the right amount of stock.
And the benefits there are pretty clear, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You meet customer needs better. You restock on time. Operations are smoother. Customers are happier.
And lower costs, too, presumably. Less money tied up in excess inventory, fewer lost sales from stockouts?
Exactly. Hits both sides, avoids the cost of too much and the cost of too little.
Now, what about actually moving the goods? Transportation management systems, TMS, AI is impacting those too.
Significantly. A TMS is kind of the brain of the transport operation, and AI is making it much smarter. Think about all the data involved. Real-time traffic, fuel price fluctuations, weather forecasts, driver hours, and availability.
It's a lot to juggle.
It is. And AI can process all of that, historical and real-time, to suggest the genuinely optimal routes. And importantly, it can adjust things on the fly if there's sudden congestion or an accident.
It can reroute dynamically.
Yes, and even predictively. AI analytics might see a storm developing and suggest rerouting before the truck even hits the bad weather.
Wow. Like a super intelligent dispatcher.
Kind of, yeah. The result is fewer delays, better efficiency, and getting more out of each truckload, better load utilization.
Okay, so we've seen AI in healthcare, theft prevention, recruitment, inventory, transport. Seems like the common thread is data, right?
Absolutely. Data is the fuel. Which leads nicely into the broader idea of using predictive analytics across the entire supply chain.
So moving from looking back to actively looking forward.
Precisely. Using historical data, plus all those external factors we've mentioned, market trends, weather, geopolitical events, you name it, to anticipate what's coming. Not just predicting demand, but also spotting potential bottlenecks, inefficiencies, or even major disruptions before they cripple operations.
And the payoff is what? Optimized inventory, lower costs?
All of that, yes. But also, crucially, building more resilient supply chains. Ones that can bend without breaking when the unexpected happens.
The article also mentioned something about AI helping to direct demand by understanding customers better.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle. It's not just passively predicting demand, but gaining such a deep understanding of customer needs and behavior through real-time data analysis that companies can actually manage their inventory more strategically to meet those precise needs. Maybe even subtly influence purchasing patterns through targeted offers or information.
So it gives them more control over inventory levels, reduces waste and costs that way too.
Exactly. It ensures goods are there when and where they're truly needed, makes the whole process more efficient and much more responsive.
All this seems to be building towards this idea of complete end-to-end visibility, seeing the whole chain clearly.
That's the goal, really, having that comprehensive view from raw materials right through to the final customer. The article gives a really good example of this.
Oh, yeah.
It talks about, say, a copper mine shutting down unexpectedly in China. AI, with true end-to-end visibility, could potentially forecast the ripple effect, how that shutdown might impact manufacturers using that copper in North America weeks or months later.
And not just forecast the problem, but suggest solutions.
Exactly. Suggest alternative suppliers, maybe adjust logistics plans proactively to minimize the disruption.
That's powerful. That's real business continuity, real resilience in action.
It really is. It highlights how interconnected everything is and how AI can help manage that complexity.
And finally, the article loops back to AI's core strength. Just accurately anticipating demand across all sorts of industries.
Yeah, it might sound basic, but getting that alignment right, inventory versus actual demand, is fundamental. Like we said, stockouts hurt your top line, your sales. Surpluses create waste, hurt your bottom line. It's a constant balancing act.
And AI just helps tilt that balance much more effectively.
Significantly more effectively, yes. By analyzing all that data to keep inventory levels as close to optimal as possible. It's key for efficiency and financial health.
So, wrapping this up, it feels pretty clear that AI isn't just some future idea for supply chains. It's here, now. It's delivering real insights, driving real improvement from hospitals to highways, warehouses to customer satisfaction.
Absolutely. The sheer range of applications is what's striking. It's touching almost every part of the modern supply chain, tackling problems that have been around for ages.
Well, this deep dive was brought to you by Supply Chain Informs, definitely your go-to place for daily news, sharp analysis, and practical strategies that keep the industry moving. Do check out supplychaininforms.com to stay ahead of the curve with their curated content and updates.
And maybe as you think about all this, consider a question that comes up for us. With AI getting so integrated, how do you think the role of human decision makers is going to change, within these supply chains in the next few years?
That's definitely something to chew on. Food for thought for the future of the industry.